We're going to return to this morning's good news story as thousands of businesses finally reopen to customers. It's a good day for customers and for those retailers and service businesses who are finally getting up and running. However, for some, is it already too late? Richard Guiney is Chief Executive of the Dublin Town Business Umbrella Group. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
Is a good morning for Dublin and for the other towns and cities around the country with, you know, traders and customers reclaiming the streets, I suppose, from the foxes and the tumbleweed. What are you hoping for in Dublin?
Well, today, as you know, we will have a partial reopening, which is very welcome. So obviously we'll have click and collect and retail by appointment and the return of personal services. Obviously next week that'll ramp up a lot, and then obviously in June we'll have outdoor dining. So you know, we're very pleased to be making the first steps. You know, a lot of these businesses have been closed since Christmas, so and they're financially fragile and vulnerable, so I think there's a kind of a sense of relief to be back trading, albeit somewhat limited today.
How fragile and how vulnerable are some of these businesses? You conducted a survey on Henry Street, didn't you? Tell us about it.
Yeah, look, the bottom line is that we knew that retail was going to change, and we thought we probably would have about a 10-year gap to make the appropriate interventions. So, you know, people are buying less. That's just a reality. They're spending more money on experiences rather than material goods. And the larger floor plate stores, that model was most vulnerable because, you know, their selling point was that they had a lot of stock and, you know, you could get whatever you wanted. But, you know, they were more vulnerable to changes with the internet and online sales, etc. So unfortunately, you know, a lot of the large international chains have actually pulled out. We all know the names of those that have gone. But, you know, the likes of Henry Street is very vulnerable to those changes. And we will have a high level of vacancy. So putting it in context, at the peak of the recession, about 10 years ago, we had a vacancy rate across the city of, you know, 15.5%. We have roughly double that on some of the prime streets, you know, and that is a real concern in terms of, you know, maintaining a level of trade. Now, we know that there's pent-up savings. We know that people want to get back to the city. So, you know, we can turn this around, but we need very urgent interventions to make sure that we have a city that functions into the future.
You're saying as high as 30% on some of the main streets of our capital city. And are you worried as well? Because people are still being advised to work from home where possible. So it's likely you won't have the footfall you might anticipate for the restaurants, the cafes, the bars, and even for those impulsive purchases that people might make on their lunch break or at the end of the day.
Yeah, look, you know, that's very true. You know, at Christmas we had a footfall which was about 3/4 of what it would have been in 2019. But for the rest of the periods when we were open, it ranged between 45% and less than 60%. So we do have some businesses that are on a wait and see and deciding whether or not they'll actually commence trading. But I think we need some policy interventions here.
In
terms of public transport, capping that at 50%, that needs to be looked at. 2/3 of our customers come in by public transport. You've mentioned the return to the office. You know, we certainly noticed that midweek our footfall was way down compared to weekends when we were open last year. We need our office workers, but, you know, the office workers need us too. What we really noticed in the last year was the symbiosis and the integration of the economy. And I think, you know, the focus has been very much on encouraging remote working. But a lot of office managers want their staff back, okay, even on a temporary basis. So if we can get them back 3 days a week, that could save the city.
All right.
But I think we need to look at those kind of, issues.
Okay. Tánaiste Éan, Minister for Enterprise, Leo Varadkar, is with us after 8. For now, Richard Guiney of Dublin Town. Thank you.